Daily Register Call, July 9, 1871. Exciting struggle with a she-bear. Rocky Mountain Gym torn to pieces. Mr. W. N. Byers of the News, just over from the Hot Springs, Middle Park, kindly furnishes us the following animated account of a bar fight that occurred there recently. Rocky Mountain Jim, an old mountaineer, who has been a lonely, adventurous wanderer among these mountains since 1842, living as the savages do upon what he could find among the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, having strange encounters now and then with both, escaping perils by flood and perils by fire, the claws of bears and the teeth of hyenas, met in the year 1871, more than his match in this adventurous field, and fell a lacerated victim before its terrible anger. While on an excursion a few days since to Grand Lake, at the mouth of the South Fork of Grand River, he spied some deer. Having no arms save one Navy revolver, he endeavored to stealthily stop to approach near enough to kill one. Meantime, his faithful dog went skirmishing among the underbrush near at hand and soon came out with a yelp, followed by an immense cinnamon bear, in a towering rage at having the abode of her young and thriving cubs thus rudely invaded. Making for Jim with flashing eyes, extended arms, and gnashing teeth, Jim turned from his pursuit of the deer to his irate enemy and fired four shots into her. On she came, erect and terrible, minding bullets no more than if they were pebbles thrown by gentle hands. On and on until escape was impossible. Seizing Jim by his left arm, she crushed it at a blow. Another flash from the pistol and another ball went into her prodigious body. Then came a final struggle. Bruin's next blow fell upon his head, tearing half the scalp clean from the skull and cutting a fearful gash under the ear. One eye was torn completely from its socket and destroyed. His breast was crushed in, fingers of both hands chawed off, feet frightfully lacerated by the close contest with feet armed with resistless claws. At last, the poor old mountaineer yielded the victory. Bleeding from every pore, nerveless and insensible, he sank to the ground in a pool of blood, the bear falling heavily upon him. How long he lay there, he knew not, but on recovering his senses, found Bruin gone and himself a mutilated wreck. Crawling slowly to his horse, which happily was nearby, he mounted, rode a while, and fell to the ground unconscious. Awaking from this after some hours, he again mounted, and, after a long and painful ride, reached the springs, where he was taken in and cared for. Dr. Pollock of Georgetown, happening to be there, dressed his wounds, and while the chances are against him, his iron constitution may bring him out. Jim says he has had many a fight with bars, black, cinnamon, and grizzly, but this is the first that ever got the best of him.